It is the Krillcast. I am Krill. So very glad you are joining me. Happy Monday to you. We have got a lot to talk about today. I'm so very glad you're here. Of course, it is the most important day. Over there, you will see sleeping in that chair is Miss Ember, and it is my little girl's fourth birthday today. And I would like to thank Lynn Amano and her Rescue Society. I'll be posting the link on my social media for 4 years ago, helping and finding Ember in a fireplace where she was. She was in a fireplace. Can you believe that? Someone threw her mother, a pregnant dog, into an abandoned house where she had the babies in the fireplace. And Ember was one of them, and they were rescued, and now she's here with me, and there she is asleep, and of course, she rescued me. She'll probably wake up over the course of this show, but it's her birthday, and I can't begrudge her a thing. She can have whatever she wants. Another mass shooting, a couple mass shootings, actually, party in Fresno, a Walmart, I believe in Ohio or Oklahoma, mass shootings, now the, you know, just the B news story of the day, really. There's a news story, and now there's a B news story. But I wanted to talk to you today, as we go handheld today, I wanted to talk to you today about what I was talking to all my friends about this morning, actually, because it's so relevant with what's happening in our world. And the whole point of the Krillcast now and the Planted Host is to help make you a better person, whether it's food-wise or whether it's exercise or whether it's camaraderie, a spirituality, whatever it is. It's to try to make you in more control of your life and a better person. So, you know, today I want to talk about hardly anyone. I realized this morning that we live in a time where there's hardly anyone. And for those of you that listen to my show on a regular basis, you probably are as driven mad as I am by often being one of the hardly anyone's. Okay? And, you know, that's the real topic today. And it's really helped a couple people I've talked with. And it really describes the United States, and it describes, and I'll tell you how I got to the topic and why I want to share it with you and how I think it'll change your life. And then we'll talk more about other news and stuff. My nephew, Jake, came to Las Vegas with his wife for her birthday, and I found out on social media that they had come and gone. Now, it was a whirlwind trip. They just came into town for, you know, basically 40 hours and then out. They would not have had time, really, to hang out with me. And he wanted her all to himself and all of that, I assume. I have to assume, because he didn't tell me prior to coming into town that he was going to be here. And I found out about it on social media, and that sucks. Now, maybe that's a young person thing. I don't know, but it sucks. So I thought to myself, you know, hardly anyone thinks that way anymore, though. You know, only I and a few other old-fashioned people. Most people would say, oh, it's no big deal. Who really cares? You know, you'll see him. So I'm old-fashioned because hardly anybody thinks that way anymore. And I said, you know, yeah, hardly anybody thinks a lot of ways these days. And that's the problem. Okay, that's the problem. And it's maddening for those of us who become the hardly anybody's. And so after today's show, I want you to strive to be a hardly anybody, because being a hardly anybody is a really good thing. It really is. You know, let me explain even more. Hardly anybody cares about the environment these days, if you think about it, okay? I mean, really cares. Hardly anybody does all or many or even a couple of the steps needed to save the environment. Hardly anybody. I bet you do. Your friends probably do, but hardly anybody does. Do you see what I mean? Hardly anybody does a whole bunch of stuff. Hardly anybody really cares about politics these days, really truly cares, gets involved. Okay, gets involved, goes out, votes. Hardly anybody. You do, right? You do. So you see what I'm saying? You're a hardly anybody in a world of, well, most everybody else's. Hardly anybody eats right today, in today's world. Hardly anybody exercises enough in today's world. Do you see what I'm getting at? We have become a world of hardly anybody's. And when hardly anybody is who you're talking about, then it becomes normal to not do it. Hardly anybody is physically fit these days. 7 out of 10 people are overweight or obese. And so if you are physically fit, you're one of the hardly anybody's. And it's hard for you to be physically fit because bad food is everywhere, high caloric food is everywhere, rough lifestyle is everywhere. Hardly anybody is educated these days. Hardly anybody has manners these days. Hardly anybody has a real work ethic about getting things done, staying till it's done. Hardly anybody dreams anymore. Hardly anybody believes anymore. Hardly anybody has the money to really live anymore. Hardly anybody can afford anything anymore. Now, see, on some of those, you're some of the hardly anybody's, and on some of them, you're not. We are becoming a world of hardly anybody's. And it's okay with people. Now, it drives me mad. You know, I'm glad I'm a hardly. I want to be a hardly anybody. I do. I want to be, you know, hardly anybody is polite anymore. I want to be the polite person. You know, hardly anybody would stop to help someone nowadays. I want to be the hardly anybody. And I think if more of us I think if more of us tried to be hardly anybody's, that we'd be a world of much better somebodies. You know, hardly anybody beats cancer, but it can't be done, right? You always want to be the hardly anybody. Hardly anybody has an answer to gun violence. And you see what I'm saying? We have become this world of people without answers, people who, once something easier becomes the majority, when it becomes easier to be fat, easier to be lazy, easier to be mean, easier to be angry, when all those things become easier, then hardly anybody does the opposite anymore. Good people tend to. And I know there's a converse of that. In other words, not all hardly anybody's are good. Hardly anybody would chop up someone and eat them, but Jeffrey Dahmer did. You know, hardly anybody would repeatedly rape somebody, but you know, there are people who would do it. So there's two sides to the hardly anybody's. And then there's the people in the middle. And our problem is the middle has gotten too big. The bad people, the hardly anybody, hardly anybody would do the things that Donald Trump has done. Hardly anybody would say the things that Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham has said. You see, they're the hardly anybody's on the other side, because there's always two sides to every spectrum. So they're the hardly anybody's on the other side. You're a hardly anybody on this side. You're educated. Hardly anybody is educated nowadays. You think things through. Hardly anybody thinks things through anymore. You're diverse. Hardly anybody is really diverse anymore. And I believe that we are, as we strive for all this inclusion, I believe we are less diverse now than ever before. I truly do. Hardly anybody believes that. So it's a great play on words, but it's true. And when you are that, you know, hardly anybody ignores the news and ignores Twitter and ignores Instagram and ignores Facebook and just lives their life anymore. Hardly anybody connects person to person anymore. Hardly anybody is loyal in business anymore. You see how you're a hardly anybody probably? Because you're loyal in business and you connect. And you see what I'm saying? So first of all, I'd love to hear your alliterations, your hardly anybody's. So send feedback at Really Carell. That's feedback@reallycarell.com. How are you a hardly anybody? And I'm not really asking you to tout your own horn. I'm just asking you to acknowledge that when they say there's two Americas and all of that, no, I think there's two kinds of people now. There's the hardly anybody, which are actually the people that go through the extra effort. Look, Trump and all his ilk are evil, but they certainly go through effort to be evil, don't they? I mean, they go through a lot of effort to be that mean and to be that horrible and to be that appalling. So, you know, those hardly anybody's, they at least go through a lot to be evil. And they are evil, make no mistake. Still checking my little girl. She's still asleep on this, her birthday. hardly anybody would wake up a sleeping little dog, right? No, actually, I wouldn't. I'm not gonna. So as I sit here with you on this Monday of shootings, this Monday of impeachment bombs, this Monday, all I can think about is how it's becoming harder to be an American because hardly anybody knows civics anymore. Hardly anybody really knows the Constitution anymore. Hardly anybody really understands the voting process anymore. Hardly anybody understands that we're a constitutional republic anymore. Hardly, you see what I'm saying? It's getting very hard to live in a nation of them, of the others, when hardly anybody wants to belong to the nation anymore. Hardly anybody wants a unified country anymore. Okay? I do. I'd love a country. And when I say unified, I don't mean where we all sit back and sing kumbaya in some idyllic version of a non-dystopian future. I just mean a non-dystopian country. A country where under the law and under business, everybody has equal rights. And when I say under business, no business should be exempt from having to do business with every American. I don't care what kind of American you are. If a business opens in America, they should have to do business with you. Black, white, gay, woman, man, whatever. If an American business is open for American business, then it should have to help every American and every American visitor, every guest to America, every immigrant to America, every resident, citizen, every American or guest. In other words, everybody. Irish business should welcome all the Irish and all the English and all the British and all the visitors. Why? Because they want to do business there. It's the same thing here. I don't want to get off the... You see, hardly anybody could imagine discriminating at a business because of sexual orientation. Ember's going to bark. There's people outside. But, see, told you. Told you. They've been making noise outside my place all day long. And hardly anybody would get up and hit him. I'm just There she is, the birthday girl. How many wonderful 13 and a half pounds of birthday girl. Happy to be alive and barking at the world. I know she's annoying my neighbors, but they were annoying me. Hardly anybody would stop a little girl from barking on her birthday. I guess I will. So I wanted to share that with you today. I wanted you to realize that you're not alone when you get tired in this world right now of just wondering every day, has everybody lost their effing mind? Yeah. The answer is actually, yeah. A lot of people have lost their effing minds. Ooh, a doorknob is behind me. I see it. I've been moving all around today. I wanted to just try this out, this little wig thing that I'm using from Vizune, I believe it's called. It's a little crane. It moves my camera around and keeps it all, you know, everything. I haven't used it, so I'm trying it. Because talk goes tech. You know I love tech. So hardly anybody believes in justice anymore. Hardly anybody, you know, 25% of the people surveyed today, 51% want Trump impeached and removed. 70% feel he should be impeached. 51% feel he should be removed. There's now more people that feel he should be removed from office than not. Senators listen to things like that. Even though Moscow Mitch today said that, I don't see him being removed. I can't imagine. Yeah, well, Mitch, you never did have much of an imagination, did you? So it's time for him to be removed, too. But as we move forward, we have to, you know, hardly anybody... We have to break that, and it has to start being everybody. Everybody is involved in climate change. Everybody is involved in diversity. Everybody is involved in making America a wonderful place to live for everybody. You know, we have to move from hardly anybody is doing this. You know, hardly anybody is eating right. Hardly anybody is exercising. Hardly anybody is sitting down and talking with their family every day. Hardly any, you see what I'm saying? We have to stop that. We have to stop going from hardly anybody's to being almost everybody on at least the issues that matter. You know, almost everybody should be taking steps to conserve. Almost everybody should be demanding a better form of government. Almost everybody should be upset with Donald Trump for breaking the law while in office. But see what I'm saying? Almost everybody. That's how we need to change the world right now. When you say, what can we do to change the world? We can change it from a hardly anybody world to an almost everybody world. And that means you have to continue sharing your almost everybody everything. In other words, you have to continue being nice, even though almost, you know, nobody is nice. You have to continue being nice. You have to be the nobody. You know, well, nobody would stop and help. You have to be the nobody. And if enough people start being the almost nobody, well, almost nobody reads today. Read. If almost, well, that's Ember's eye fetch in the background there. She plays ball with it twice a day. If almost nobody did everything that they're supposed to keep doing, then it'd become almost everybody. See what I'm saying? Well, almost nobody these days. Yeah, well, we need to, right? So we need to change that. We need to go from a country of almost nobody and just the few of us being the almost nobodies, because I'm tired of it. I don't know about you. You know, almost nobody cares about that anymore. I do. Almost nobody watches that. I do. You know, I mean, I'm getting so tired of being the almost nobody. The almost nobody feels that I do. Because it used to be that almost everybody felt that way. I don't know when it was in our culture where we went from an almost everybody cares about the animals to almost nobody. Almost everybody cares about gays and lesbians and their rights to under half. You know, when did we switch from the almost everybody to an almost nobody culture? You know, almost everybody used to want progress. Almost everybody used to know that we have to feed the people that are hungry. Almost everybody used to agree that we need to house the homeless. See what I'm saying? We used to have these consensus on things where it was almost everybody believed that. And now it's the pendulum has completely switched to almost nobody. And that's the problem. So, was it the media? I wish I had the answer. All I know is we have to switch it back. We have to go from just you and I being the almost nobodies, you know, because I'm tired of it. I know you are. We've got to switch it from, you know, almost nobody eats right to almost everybody eats right. Almost nobody exercises anymore to almost everybody exercises anymore. We have to switch it. Okay, so that's the first topic today. We have to switch that. We've got, and every day I want you to switch it up in your mind. I want you to realize every day how you're the almost nobody. Like, wow, I'm the person that would stop and let the person go ahead of me at the stoplight. I'm the person that, you know, I want you, because I want you to revel in it. I want you to enjoy the fact that you're one of the few remaining nice human beings out there. Because it feels good every so often to feel good and say, I guess I'm kind of nice. And when you realize that and you feel good about it, you know, maybe we can inspire other people to do these things and feel good about it. We can see. I have nothing to say about the mass shootings today except I'm sad. You know, I have nothing to say about the impeachment today. I do want to say that over the weekend, you see, again, the almost nobody. Almost nobody makes homemade soy milk. I did, at least in America. I did. It was so easy. I went to the Asian market and got yellow soybeans, and I soaked a cup of them overnight. And then the next day, I rinsed them and put 8 cups of water, boiled 5 cups of it, put 2 cups in the blender with a ninja. Oh, yes. With the soybeans, put them in the water, boiled it all, strained it, made sure it was 212 degrees for at least 20 minutes, strained it out, there's the milk. I'm going to make tofu from that. I'm going to make soy yogurt from that. I made kanpyo yesterday, which is this wonderful dehydrated squash that turns into noodles if you want it to. hardly anybody would go to an Asian market and try a dehydrated noodle called kampyo. I did because I heard it's got more fiber than almost anything they sell in America. And guess what? It was delicious. I made kampyo carbonara. Mm-hmm. Hardly anybody would do that. I did it. See what I mean? You allow yourself accomplishment. You allow yourself to feel good about things when you realize that hardly anybody is living the life that you're living these days. Hardly anybody is paying attention to their family anymore. Hardly anybody is paying attention to their children anymore. Hardly anybody handwrites notes anymore. See, you're probably one of these people. You're probably a hardly anybody. So I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to be hardly anybody. And I want you to keep being hardly anybody until we're almost everybody. That's the whole goal, isn't it? For hardly anybody's to become almost everybody's. And I hope it happens. We'll see. We'll see. The other thing, but I did want to tell you today about the cooking over the weekend. I cooked yesterday on Sunday. I cooked like all day. I made soy milk. I made kampyo. I made, kampyo carbonara. I made so many wonderful and delicious things yesterday. That, again, I wanted to share with you that this week I want you to pledge to cook at least one meal a day at home. Okay? One meal a day at home. And I want you to make another pledge. I want you, since we're all switching to alternative dairy, and we are, the dairy company this last week announced, the Land O'Lakes, that they're going bankrupt. I want you all to commit to making your own nut or soy milk at least once over the next 2 weeks, okay? At least once. Now, I will tell you, the soy milk that I made yesterday, which is right here, look at that. It's creamy, it's delicious, it's thick, and it tastes nothing like the soy milk from the store. The nut milk that you yourself can make from your nuts that are sitting on your counter like those right there will taste nothing like it's from the store. And it's so easy. Here's the recipe. I'm telling you, 1 cup of nuts or soybeans. Soak them overnight in 4 cups of water. Strain it. The next day, for any nut, the next day, take 3 cups of water, put it in your Ninja or your Vitamix or your whatever you got, your KitchenAid. So your 1 cup of soaked nuts in there with 4 cups of fresh water. Take not the water you soaked them in, 4 cups of fresh water, and then strain it. And bam, there, blend it up and strain it. There's your nut milk. That's it. That's how you do it. So I want you to pledge this week, whether you're listening on radio or television or whatever you're doing, I want you to pledge this week to make your own nut milk. That's one pledge I want you to. And then, or at least try. And then I want you to cook one meal a day. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, I don't care which. I want you to cook one meal a day. So that's your assignment for this week. One meal a day that you must cook. And you must try something, which is to make your own nut milk. And I want to hear how you did at feedback@willycarell.com. All you need is a blender. They're $10. You can get a blender at the thrift store. So you take a cup of nuts, 3 cups of water, soak it overnight, discard the water. Take those same nuts, put them in a blender with 4 cups of fresh water, mix it all up, then strain it. There's your nut milk. Save the dry stuff and dehydrate it. That turns into wonderful protein powder. Soybeans are a little more, it's easy. You just got to cook them. So why don't you try something you don't have to cook first? The nut milk you don't have to cook. All right. I am Carell. Don't forget, we are supported through Patreon. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, I need you to be. Also, don't forget, reallycarell.com is the website. It's the place to go to hear my music. My new single, Married Men, is there. Please go stream my new single, Married Men. Let's get it going on Spotify. It's free. Just go to my website and you can listen to my new single for free. It's called Married Men. We'll know Wednesday that it was not nominated for a Grammy. But it sure was fun in the first round. It was fun when my name was on the list for Grammy consideration and I got to send out things that said for your consideration. That was great. The nominations come out Wednesday. I, of course, will not be nominated. But it was sure fun to be one of the 330 songs that qualified for a Grammy. And I was one of the 330 dance songs on the list. So that was really fun. So go listen to the song that won't be nominated. I could do a whole campaign starting Wednesday. And now the non-Grammy nominated, just put the word non really small. In today's viral world, who would notice, right? So yeah, there's all that. Also, this week, I'll be going down to Daniel Charleston's mother's funeral, which is Saturday. And so that may interrupt the show schedule a little bit. We'll see. It may not, but we'll see. If it does, please, yeah, I'll post a best of or something. But it may not. For those of you tuned into the impeachment, don't be. Okay? Get the highlights at the end of the day on the clip reel, or watch a late night politician, or listen to a progressive talk show host. But there's no point. There's no point. At this point, there's no point. It's going to go on to the end of the year, they say. Another month and a half. So, you know what? Just refocus on you. Start focusing how you're a hardly anybody, okay? Revel in all the things you do where you're a hardly anybody. Hardly anybody sticks to their dreams. Hardly anybody is disciplined enough to go to the gym. Hardly anybody. I want you to continue to try to be a hardly anybody. I really do. And then what else? Oh, don't get caught up in the gun violence stories. There's nothing we can do about gun violence until we address, yes, of course, assault weapon bans and all that. But until we address the violence in our culture, meaning why we feel that picking up a weapon is a great way to solve a conflict, we need to stop acting like picking up a weapon is a way to solve a conflict. And yes, Hollywood and game manufacturers do have some responsibility. I didn't think they do, but they do. Because while it's fantasy, yes, oh, it's fantasy. When the only fantasies you've been presenting in Hollywood for 100 years is that a gun solves all the problems, that becomes not the norm. Almost nobody in movies solves problems without a gun. See what I mean? See how it's good to be the almost nobody in a lot of the cases? Almost nobody solves problems in movies without guns. I like those heroes. The heroes that solve a problem in a movie without a gun. Almost nobody does that. Almost nobody makes movies anymore that are real, that, about real people with real dialogue and, real meaning. Or fantasy that's at least interesting, See what I mean? And then when they do, almost nobody really can sing anymore. But then when we find someone like Adele, or we find a movie that it, see what I mean? That was the whole point of the show today. I wanted you to start really realizing that being an almost nobody is really what you need to strive for in today's day and age, to being a positive almost nobody. And then you need to try to motivate those around you so we can get so many almost nobodies that they're almost everybody. We can get almost hardly anybody. We can get so many hardly anybody's that they're almost everybody's. That is my wish. We can get so many hardly anybody's that care about the environment that almost everybody cares. That's my wish for today. All right. What else? I have one other note. Oh, I see. I don't know where it is. I've been walking around the house this whole time. I left my notes somewhere. Oh well. I guess we're just gonna go without the final note for the day. I'm sure it was riveting about something over the weekend that happened that I wanted to share with you. But, my little girl is over there sleeping, as you can see. It's her fourth birthday today. And can I just close the show by saying, Ember is my service animal. And today, 4 years ago, I was run over on a sidewalk with my little dog, Pippa, and Pippa died in my arms. And I was covered in blood, and it was a terrible day. Today, more than any other, I want you to do a couple things. I want you to be safe on the sidewalks. I want you to be safe when you're a driver looking at sidewalks. And I want you to love your doggy. And if you don't have one, love someone else's doggy. Because Pippa lost her life today to help save mine on a crosswalk. And then, while that was happening, this beautiful doggy was being born. And I got to be lucky enough to be the recipient of the love of Pippa and of Ember. And I couldn't be luckier. I am Karel. You be who you want to be. So long. It didn't hurt anybody. Don't forget, we are supported by you at Patreon through reallykarel.com, reallykarel.com, or patreon.com/Karel.
Be a part of the show. Email feedback at reallykarel.com. That's feedback at reallykarel.com.